Current State on WKAR. I'm Mark Bayshore. What's made in Poland and is named after the Spanish word for waterfall? Time's up. It's the newest convertible from Buick, the Cascada, unveiled this week at the Detroit Auto Show. The North American International Auto Show is in full swing at Detroit's Cobo Center this week. Current State will bring you all the latest these next few days in our NAIAS series. WKAR's Peter Wharf visits with GM product manager Mike Dankowski for a spin in the Cascada and Buick's Avenir, one of GM's feature concept cars.
Yeah, the Avenir itself is a concept concept vehicle for Buick this year. It was built for the purpose of showing what Buick can achieve. And, you know, you'll probably see some of those cues in future vehicles that Buick will be producing. On the other hand, what we've also announced was the Cascada, which is the first convertible that Buick's had in 25 years. Which will be available and for sale basically first quarter of next year. So that's something in a close proximity of being able to achieve. It's in the future here, where the Avenir is the future. This is current. You can come see it a few months from now, place an order, and actually own this, you know, next year at this time.
Mike Dankowski talking about the Avenir, the newest concept from Buick today. It's one of the stars of the GM show. Some of the concepts that people are talking about, and I just got to see it, so that was a first-time look. There's this notion of passenger well-being in this large concept today. Can you talk a little bit about that concept?
Yes, it's not just the driver well-being, but it's also the passenger. And if you look at the interior design of the vehicle, it's obvious that they took in consideration the well-being from the way that the seats were designed, from a comfort standpoint, from a reach standpoint for them, whether it's the rear seat and the entertainment. It's really given the same thought to the passenger as what you would for the comfort of a driver. So you're trying to keep the passenger just as comfortable as the driver for, you know, the long trips.
This is a concept car, so we're not going to be necessarily seeing this in the showroom in the next year, or we don't really know when, but can you tell me about some of the stronger indicators with this car that are speaking to Buick's direction?
Yeah, if you look at the vehicle, you know, without going into specific of what some of the details would be on future cars, you may get some of the styling inspired from whether it's the grille, you know, whether it's badging or whether it's just some of the overall interior themes that you would get going on, or the lines, the way that they flow, and the motion that you see in the vehicle even when it's standing still. So it's designed really to lead you towards what the potential is on future Buicks. So not necessarily saying we're going to produce that vehicle, but a lot of the cues that you have experienced yourself are very possible to see on future vehicles.
The term boat tail has been used by a number of automobile writers when looking at the Avenir. Can you talk about how this speaks to the new and the classic at the same time?
Yeah, if you look at the rear, it brings you back. It really does from your history. You look at it and you say, God, but they took that history and they did a modern spin to it, which really gives you more of a futuristic look to it, too. It's not your traditional rear end of a vehicle that you would see today.
We started on the inside talking about driver and passenger friendliness. We're on the outside now. This shares a Cadillac platform. This is a very large car, huge wheels. Can you give us a little bit more of an overall outside description?
It's got 21-inch wheels on it. You know, so they are extremely large from the wheel standpoint. It is equipped with an all-wheel drive system, so it's not just a front wheel, rear wheel. It is all-wheel drive. You know, the lines, it's hard to put a name to it unless you actually see what it looks like. But to me, it's stunning. It's luxury. It's in motion while it's standing still. You know, it just looks like it should be going down the road, parked right there on the floor itself.
I'm speaking with Mike Dankowski from General Motors. We're talking about the two Buick main reveals today here on Current State with the Buick Avenir and the new convertible Cascada. Mike, why a Cascada convertible now? Why the convertible now? It's been some time for Buick since we last saw a convertible.
Yeah, it's been 25 years since Buick had its previous convertible, which was the Riata. The market's really a great opportunity at this point in time. There's limited competition for really the convertible segment's been pretty steady over the last few years. So with some of the competition going away, it leaves white space for us to compete in and gives us opportunities to grow the Buick brand in areas that we don't participate currently. So the convertible is kind of an obvious step for us to go, especially with our sister division, having one that we can actually capitalize off of.
What are some of the tech and communications features that are being incorporated that will, you know, sort of speak to the increasing demand today?
We have the Buick IntelliLink that will be in the vehicle itself, which has been extremely positive with our customers on the ease of use, the modern look that it provides, the ability not to be distracted when you're talking on a phone and to be able to do your voice commands for radio stations, dialing and that. That's probably one of the greatest features that our customers have been telling us that they like. And then you've got the stability control, side blind spot, forward collision alert, lane departure warning, the rear view camera, all the other safety content that you would typically look for in a vehicle like this that will be either standard or available on the vehicle itself.
I was interested to see some information about the actual converting process of the convertible. Can you talk about that a little bit?
It's actually a pretty neat system itself. In 17 seconds, it'll go from top up to top down. You can actually perform that going up to 31 miles per hour. It's like a little transformer type thing. When you actually watch it, it'll just totally amaze you on the mechanics of how this top actually works itself.
Mike Dankowski with General Motors. We're talking about Buick today on Current State here at the 2015 North American International Auto Show in Detroit. Mike, thanks a lot.
You're welcome. Thank you.
For Current State, this is Peter Whorf.